Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Lisa Hermsen and members of Knoxville Middle School's mock trial team to discuss this week's mock trial competition. Lisa Hermsen, you are, of course, the teacher for the mock trial, and let's have the kids introduce themselves.
I'm Ryan Grinstead.
I'm Hayden Hudson.
I'm Nora Pearson.
And the mock trial competition, this is meant to give kids a taste of what a real courtroom would be like. And how is it translated to the kids? Do you think that all your team members have a better idea of how the legal system really works?
Absolutely. And that's in large part to our attorney coach, which is Ed Bull, the county attorney here in Marion County. He really shows them the ropes of what it's like to be in the courtroom.
The competition itself, and kids, you've probably seen umpteen courtroom shows over the years and probably realized in a big hurry that the way Hollywood does it is nothing like the way it happens in a real courtroom. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What struck you as the biggest difference between what you see on TV and what really happens in a court?
Well, there's just a lot more technical stuff. I mean, with objections, there's a lot of stuff that you really don't think that's a big deal in the court, like in the court system, but it is, like with things you can and can't say.
And certainly not a lot of the dramatics and sudden introduction of witnesses and all the other dramatic ploys that you see in a TV show. Does not work that way in real life, does it?
No.
During the course of getting ready for this, you've put the kids through their paces, and County Attorney Bull has helped them out along the way. And have you seen the kids themselves kind of change, gain a greater appreciation for how the law works and how it operates?
Yes, absolutely. This particular group, with the exception of maybe two, did mock trial last year as seventh graders. So they've had the experience, and just going through a trial a couple of times, you know, makes them that much more prepared to do it again. And so we have a different case this year, of course, but I know they came this year a lot more prepared than they were last year.
Everybody argues a particular case that's given to them, right? Is it the same for all the participating teams, or does each team have its own?
Yes, there's one case for the middle school level, and it'll be a different case for the high school teams that compete in the spring.
Now, each of you has gone thoroughly over the case that you've been presented, and the judges will be hearing the same case over and over again throughout the course of the competition. Is there anything you're thinking about concentrating on as you argue to make it stand out as you go along?
I'm a witness, so I do a lot of directs, so I just like lay out the information and the attorney does the real work.
Well, it's important when I'm doing my defense cross that I really listen to what the witness says during their direct examination to make sure that everything's right and that I can hit on the parts that are really gonna destroy the witness.
As a witness, I think I just really have to portray the character the best I can and like really get into it so it like leaves an effect on the jury.
Perhaps the most important thing to realize in a trial is something an attorney I know once said, anyone can win and anyone can lose in a trial. And no matter how you argue it, how you approach it, and even in a competition like this where everybody is doing the exact same case, it all comes down to how well each team does and whether they introduce the evidence properly. Some may gain a conviction if that's what they're looking for. Some may gain an acquittal or vice versa. And it may or may not be the outcome you're looking for, right?
That's absolutely right. But as far as mock trial goes, the outcome of the trial makes absolutely no difference. Each student is given a score. They're actually given two scores of 10. And I give the students a rubric to tell them exactly what they need to do in order to get a 10.
Even though you're working with fellow classmates and you've gone over and over it again, you're going to be going up against teams from other schools who've gone over the same case. Is it a little bit intimidating to know that you're going to be dealing with the people who are familiar with a case like this and who are competing at this high level?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, I'm super nervous, but I know that, like, we're going to try the best we can, and it doesn't really matter the outcome. We're just going to have fun.
Has seen all this sparked any interest in a legal career for any of you?
Yes, it has. I kind of remind myself of an Elle Woods, so that's kind of fun because, you know, before this I kind of never realize that, you know, I had this in me, but it's nice to experience this.
And that's the ultimate goal here, trying to give kids a taste of the law and to perhaps maybe even spur them in a legal career, or even if they don't, just being in public like this and arguing can help them along, right?
Absolutely. Being able to stand up and think on your feet, you know, and speak in front of the public. And it's just lifelong skills that they'll hopefully carry with them, you know, throughout their lifetime.
Thanks to the Knoxville Middle School Mock Trial Team for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.